I'm Paige Hill, and welcome back to another exciting edition of Rams Nation. We start off this week bringing you some sound from the action on the field with Wired.
Bradford to the end zone, caught, hit the pocket, Chris Long with a sack. James Laurinaitis leading the charge. 10, 5, Jackson's in, touchdown St. Louis Rams.
Turn up. You better tighten all them straps. Put your mouthpiece in.
Bradford takes, settles, throws down the field. A wide open Brian Quick at the 10. The 5, fighting for the end zone. He is in. Touchdown, Brian Quick.
Yeah! Yeah!
Is shaving over the top. He's not coming down the force like we had seen on film. Let's go win it.
Sam steps up, throws to the end zone. Gibson makes the catch. Touchdown, Brandon Gibson.
Hey, Sam, good. Game over, baby. Yeah. 3 in a row. That means a short flight home, and we're ready to go in December.
Sunday is fun day. I call it game day. All we do is make plays.
It's game time.
The Rams back off. And rush for Cutler in trouble. Chris Long gobbles him up for his first sack of 2012.
They're going to relax on you. That's when you eat.
Don't worry about you now.
They
thank you.
On me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it, CeeLo.
Hey, what do you want? Do you want the White Thunder or the Black Lightning? Or the Flama Blanca?
Rapid pass and play action. They pick up the blitz and launches down the field for Gibbons. One-on-one coverage, and Gibbons makes the catch for a touchdown.
Woo! Woo! There we go, boy. Woo. Oh, it is empty out here.
You see what happens when I'm mic'd up? We win. When I'm mic'd up, we'll win. So I'm going to be mic'd up for the rest of the season.
Launches down the field. Receiver's wide open. It's caught. Touchdown, Brandon Gibson. A 34-yard strike from Sam Bradford. And the Rams have a lead here on the Redskins.
Can you throw it any better than that?
Oh, boy!
We're going to get this thing, baby. You heard it here first. We won the game.
Johnny Hecker puts it down. Kick is on its way. Plenty of leg on its way. It is good! Greg Sermon has won it! The Rams have just beaten the 49ers in overtime.
Yeah, I told you. I told you we about to win this, baby. I told you. Woo! Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Bradford to the end zone, caught. Hit the pocket. Chris Long with a sack. James Laurinaitis leading the charge. 10, 5, Jackson's in. Touchdown, St. Louis Rams.
Welcome back to Rams Nation. You know the guys play football every Sunday, but what do they do during their free time? Our RVN crew caught up with safety Craig Dahl on his day off. Let's check it out.
Over here at the St. Louis Mills Mall, just getting ready to race some go-karts and see what can happen out there.
Yeah, we try to spend some time with each other. And we try to get out, go to dinner, and get out and do fun stuff like this. Well, the best racer, I mean, obviously is going to be me.
I can tear them up like I do in practice.
Who is Greg Zuerlein? Tell me. Tell me.
Our moment of glory is almost at hand.
You know, I've really thought about this, you know. I like to go into things prepared. I think I'm ready to go. Rampage did throw a couple bananas. See the man, he's tricky.
Guys, such a cheater. I'm coming. What are you doing back there? I'll spin you out, Johnny. Where's everyone? It's lonely up here in first. I told you before, I was gonna win it, and you know, they were all behind me. We're gonna go outside of the outdoor track. You know, hopefully the true experienced driver will continue on his winning ways.
Stay first lap.
God. He's cheating. I play defense for a living! I'll put you to the wall! My cart probably was not faster. I don't know, I think they poured sugar on it, left the choke on it.
Not only did I get cheated out of the last race, this race, freaking Chase has a cheat cart.
Chase won, he had the fastest car by a mile. He drives so fast his phone fell out, Hecker thought it'd be funny to run it over.
Driving since I was four, just know a little more than city
hey.
Boys. Tracker's not the same as go karts.
You were out here before anyone else.
Smelling the fuel on them, seeing which one was burning the best.
Oh, yeah. This one's a nitro high octane.
I think he brought his own screwdriver. That's why his phone fell out.
Tuning it up.
Hey, this guy don't like to lose.
No, Rampage's cart.
Rampage's cart was trash.
The only thing he had going for him were the banana peels, and they didn't work very well. He
tried his best, though.
Fun times, though?
Great time.
Fun times.
Great time.
Go Rams. Go Craig Dahl.
Go Craig Dahl.
We're at the GameStop in Brentwood, coming out with a new Call of Duty Black Ops 2, and a couple of us are out here challenging some good patrons waiting in line, just challenging them to their first game.
We had the Rams players here, we had the mascot here, and it was just a crazy night with crazy people wanting to play the Rams players. It's pretty sweet, pretty intense. I think the Rams players hold their own. I think they did a good job.
Ain't no thing, man. I can beat these Rams. They're not. I'm kind of scared about Greg the Leg, though. He's a beast. Roger, he's nothing, man. All these guys are whack, man.
I'm absolutely going to shoot one of those dudes' face. And then I'm going to kick him out. He won't even get the game until tomorrow. I won't even let him get the game today.
I was like concussion grenaded, but I still, it doesn't matter because people get turned on messing with me. They get turned on. I don't lose. And I'm done. Boom. Get out of here. Get off of this. I run this.
I went 34-5. I might have killed, I don't know, 15, 16 people at the end without dying. I mean, they just obviously couldn't mess with it. So, I mean, hey, if you can't take the heat, then get out of the kitchen, you know?
Shoot, I looked back outside. It was probably a good 100-150 people out there. They have a line outside. I don't know if you guys saw it, but a line to cut in front of the line if you shave your head. So they have people shaving their heads to get in the front of the line. It just shows you great dedication. And guys are willing to do anything out there to get the game early.
All I can say is it's all worth it. It's all worth it. Especially with all the Rams players here and whatnot. I say the whole big turnout is just pretty great. You know, I say, and then on top of that, once I get my copy, I'll be up all night. you know it.
Thanks, guys, for coming out. Go home and practice. You know, you guys, next year, man, practice, practice, practice. No, you guys did great. We appreciate it. Roger's a great guy, and we appreciate him coming out and bringing everybody.
Bradford to the end zone, caught, hit the pocket, Chris Long with a sack, James Laurinaitis leading the charge, 10, 5, Jackson's in, touchdown St. Louis Rams.
Danny Amendola is one of the Rams' most exciting players to watch, but what's the science behind being a top wide receiver in the NFL? Let's find out in Rams Sports Lab.
I am Melissa Anderson from the Gatorade Sports Science Institute, and we are here with the Rams this week to help them learn about personalizing their nutrition. Today we did a test called a FatMax test. What we're looking at is the number of calories that each athlete is burning, but then also of those calories, where they're coming from. So how much of it is carbohydrate and how much of it is fat.
Danny, obviously being one of our top athletes, we wanted to really test him when he turned into his carbohydrate load. Another great tool for Danny in the fourth quarter, third quarter, we can see how much they're losing. We can know exactly how much to load him.
Danny Amendola electrifies the Edward Jones Dome every time he steps on the field.
Danny Amendola there, makes a diving catch. Danny is deep into Redskins territory.
At 5'10" tall and 185 pounds, Danny sounds a bit average. But there's nothing average about this elite athlete whose quickness and sturdy hands can cripple an NFL defense. But what fuels this energetic wide receiver? Carbs and fat. Amendola burns carbs at the rate of a furnace burning coal. What exactly is a carb? Carbohydrates are molecules consisting of carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen atoms. Carbs are one of the main types of nutrients and are the most important source of energy for an athlete's body.
This test is really important to help educate athletes about what type of energy they're using.
It is a tough test, but the good thing about it is they know the value of the information they'll get from it to maximize the performance on the field.
Touchdown, Danny Amendola with his 12th catch.
We're collecting all of their expired gases. So we're looking at how much oxygen their body uses and how much carbon dioxide it produces. We're just pointing out which fuel their body prefers to use. Having enough energy on board is really important for performance.
Amendola is in top physical shape. In fact, for him to lose 1 pound of fat, he would have to exercise at between 55 to 66% of his capacity for 1,082 minutes. That's more than 18 hours of cycling. Danny is a carb burner, so to keep that intensity on the field for four quarters, he needs to eat over 6,000 calories within 24 hours of kickoff. That's the equivalent of about 3 gallons of pasta. These calories are burned so fast that Danny actually has to be refueled during the game. Now, don't you wish you had that problem?
Wow, what a trip! Bradford to the end zone, caught, hit the pocket, Chris Long with a sack, James Laurinaitis leading the charge, 10, 5, Jackson's in, touchdown St. Louis Rams.
Welcome back to Rams Nation. Next up, we take a seat under the lights with one of your favorite St. Louis Rams.
Jackson, number 39, running back.
Take and give to Steven. Up the middle to the 5, end zone, touchdown, Steven Jackson. First rushing touchdown of the season for SJ39.
My touchdown celebration that I have is that I mimic the football as a set of dice and I just roll it. It's a hometown homage, showing love to Las Vegas, Nevada, where I'm from. And, you know, I figure 7 points, seven dice, winner.
He's on his way to the end zone. Touchdown, Steven Jackson.
I only have really one pregame ritual, and that's I have a cup of coffee hour before kickoff. And that just, I mean, it's just something I've been doing for so long. It gives me the caffeine jump, of course, but it's something a little odd and different. A lot of guys always, when they first see me do it, kind of raise an eyebrow. Also, when my dad would go to work, you know, he's a big coffee drinker, so it's like me telling myself time to go to work.
And that running back, number 39, Steven Jackson!
London. I've had a chance to visit London a few times. This past trip was my third time there. You know, the sights, the food, the people, I mean, it's never a dull moment there. That is a city that never sleeps, actually. And, you know, Tower of London is one of the one of my favorite sites of all in all the world. You know, seeing the diamond jewels, unbelievable. Just to see the history and how they keep up with it. The traveling wasn't so bad, you know. It was an 8-hour flight, but the way the organization handled it, that we flew overnight. Once we got there, we went into a whole play 60 deal with some kids in London, teaching them how to play football. But we kept ourselves, you know, going, trying to beat the jet lag. So time the nightfall in London time, we were, you know, pretty tired, and our body clocks couldn't adapt. Play 60 event in London was one. It was pretty cool. We had a chance to actually interact with the London kids that have really no clue about American football. So we had to teach them some of the very basic things. As a running back group, I taught the kids how to take a handoff, and they didn't even know what a handoff was. So it was really cool. It was fun to really just go back to the basic of football and kind of test myself as being a coach. I hope I pass, but you know, they were more looking forward to the big hits. You know, everyone wants to make a highlight. Wembley is a historical site, and everyone doesn't get to play there. Every good team don't get to play there, so it's reserved for like very, very special events and special matches. So for us to be able to take part in that, I mean, it's unbelievable that I actually had a chance to play there. The fans in London were very knowledgeable about American football. They all have their different teams and representatives of who they followed and who they liked. And I mean, the St. Louis Rams were well represented there. I thought, you know, they really did a good job of hosting us, and it was a great turnout.
Bradford to the end zone, caught, hit the pocket, Chris Long with a sack, James Laurinaitis leading the charge, 10, 5, Jackson's in, touchdown St. Louis Rams.
We've shot in St. Louis for probably, I think this would have been our sixth year. We've shot all the landmarks, but being on the beach allows us a typical swimsuit calendar, which we are going to offer this year. This is an amazing opportunity for us being here in Cancun instead of St. Louis, just because of the view. We actually have an ocean, blue water, and white sand beaches. Iberostar Resorts has been wonderful in partnering with us, and what they've done is we are able to shoot at 6 different Iberostar locations. So first being in Cancun, where we are right now, and then Riviera Maya has 5 properties.
It's so amazing. It's such a team bonding experience, which is awesome. And when we got to come a couple years ago, we had such a good time, and being able to come back is so different. And being in St. Louis is great, but Cancun, you just get a lot of different locations and great scenery, so it's so fun.
I knew we were going to hit the ground running, shooting, and truly it didn't sink in until 5 a.m. this morning, and we watched the sun come up on the beach, and it was everything I could have ever wanted it to be.
Always the stunning shot is the first early morning sunrise shot in the water, because that is really what you think of when you're on location at a beach. So having Taylor in the water this morning at 5:15 was great. Studio 314 is our new photography partner, and they have provided great, great photographs and made the girls very comfortable, which is really important when you're shooting a calendar and you're particularly on location.
The photographers were awesome this year. Very comfortable, very informative on which positioning looks the best.
Back just slightly to where, there you go.
A little farther away so it's bigger.
Very good, very good, very good.
Yeah, just like that, awesome.
There you go.
And actually giving us a chance to look at the picture so we can see what we're doing and make slight alterations, because the slightest movement makes all the difference in the shot.
Each of the girls had their own unique personality, so working with them was extremely easy. Direction was very easy. They took direction well. They photographed very well, and it didn't hurt having the wonderful location.
The girls have been great. I mean, that's the one thing that you never really know what to expect, especially with girls you haven't worked with. I've even been surprised at times just how nice they've been and how willing they've been for the right pose, the right look, how thankful they've been when we're shooting. That makes it really easy.
It's our last day here, so all the girls are ready to have a great time on the beach. We just really have a lot of fun together and bond as a group on our last day and make some lasting memories here.
Being here in Cancun with a lot of my best friends has definitely been an experience that I'll never forget. We have an awesome time together. We have an amazing support system with our photographers, the hairdressers, the makeup artists. Everyone has been working so hard, and I feel that this year has been one of the years that all of us girls will remember because we've had this opportunity to be here.
An RBN production.